Last Thursday, House Democrats and some Republicans were surprised at how quickly a new version of the bill came out of the House Rules Committee for a vote. Democratic Representative Susie Hamilton voted against the bill and says it feels like a house cleaning, which is not good for regulation.
What we want out of these regulatory issues is certainty and continuity and consistency. For instance, with the Utilities Commission, this Utilities Commission as it stands today is in the middle of a major rate review process, and they've gone all over the state of North Carolina. Once these people are gone, that knowledge that they gain from listening to the citizens across the state goes with them, and that's not responsible.
Republican Representative Rick Catlin says the bill's been in the works for weeks, so its pace wasn't shocking to him. But he says he's not entirely happy with the bill, the way it cuts existing institutional knowledge all at one time. Knowing it would pass, he says he did what he could to improve it. Catlin introduced two amendments he says strengthen environmental protection, and both of those passed. He says the new House version isn't as destructive to existing boards as the Senate's version.
The one thing I think people need to realize is that 60% of, at least on the boards and commissions that I researched, of the appointees were going to be reappointed by the summer of next year anyway, so it's not going to make that much difference if we're able to keep the continuity, the phase-ins that we've got in the House version. In the Senate version, it was going to be one fell swoop.
The bill will most likely pass tonight in the House, although the next battle is what happens in the Senate. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.